Hey everyone, this is just a reminder that on March 22nd through March 31st, I will be hosting a free 10-day challenge called the Rise Up Morning Routine Challenge in a private Facebook group for anyone who is interested on learning how to level up their mindset through their morning routines. This is absolutely free. It's a free challenge and it's a gift to you from me. If you are interested in joining my program, head over to www.coachwithbyron.com. Again, that's www.coachwithbyron.com for details. Again, this program is absolutely free, and it will be held in a private Facebook group from March 22nd through March 31st. We'll see you in the morning. So we've heard the old saying, more money, more problems, and I'm sure most of us couldn't even imagine relating to such a problem. But on the contrary, not making enough money seems to be the problem, right? And I know many of Americans and everyone else around the world has had their incomes impacted in some sort of capacity due to COVID-19 with all the layoffs and shutdowns we've experienced in the last year. But what if we could get ahead by learning and understanding on how to live within our means? Well, in today's episode, we will be exploring just that, how to better prioritize your finances utilizing the proven 50-30-20 budgeting model presented by Senator Elizabeth Warren from her award-winning book, All You're Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money. Trust me, you will want a pen and paper for this episode. We just have so much valuable information and so much more to come on this week's episode. So without further ado, let's get started. What is up, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Welcome to session 33 of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. My name is Byron Pringle. As always, I'm your podcast host and mindset coach here to help you create the lifestyle you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, and most importantly, working towards a future filled with possibilities. Today, I am joined with my lovely and beautiful co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hello, happy Monday.
We are very excited for you guys to join us as this is a new month. And with a new month means a new mini series here on the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If you guys really enjoyed our last month's series on relationships, I really, really would love for you guys to write into the show and let us know what you enjoyed. So this month we are focusing on money.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen's like, show us the money.
Show me the money. Jerry Maguire, right? Is that what that's from?
Yes. Yeah, actually. I don't know why it sound. I don't know why I sound so surprised you knew that. So, you know everything of film. So today we are going to talk about how to live within your means. So we are very excited to share this episode because I think I'm not saying that we don't have a good perception on money, but I also feel that it is also a good idea to explore other ideas on how to manage your money more effectively. So today I want to share with you guys a strategy actually on how you can better budget your money and how to possibly get off that hamster wheel. Because in all reality, it's not really how much you make. It is all about how well you manage it. So a couple of statistics I really want to share with you guys, doing some research prior to this week's episode. And these lovely statistics comes from CBS News. So 7 out of 10, which is 70% of Americans, are currently struggling with their financial position.
I believe that.
Yeah. So especially with COVID and everything that has been going on with the economy, I mean, anymore, I believe that is even more of a true fact. Now, one thing was really stunning to me was another statistic that popped up. It says 1 in 5 middle-class workers are spending more than they earn.
Why do you think that is? Like, what's your opinion about that? About why that people spend more than they earn?
Well, we all have that idea of keeping up with the Joneses. And we always, I mean, we go to work, we work our butts off, and we want to compete with maybe our neighbor. Like, our neighbor, say, for example, goes out and buys a brand new car. So you want to go out and buy a newer car. Yeah, and I understand you work and you want to have nice things. But the one thing I do want to encourage everyone that is listening to this podcast is try to live within your means. That's one thing Kristen mentioned months ago about, you know, we want to be able to spend our money wisely. We don't want to buy materialistic things. We want to pay for experiences. So
sorry, I think too, like with the pandemic, as far as spending more than what you make, I mean, and I can just speak for myself, I'm not even calling anyone out, I'm calling myself out here. A lot of people, with us being at home so much, I think online shopping is just way too enticing. And Amazon, you can get stuff from Amazon in 1 or 2 days. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I'm an Amazon junkie. But like, I mean, think about it. Like, if you're at home and you've been at home because of the pandemic, especially if, like, you know, if you're bummed out about things, if you're sad, if you're lonely or anything like that, I mean, online shopping calls your name. And for a brief moment, it makes you feel better. And I think it just kind of... It leads everybody, including myself, down a path you shouldn't go.
So, yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree with how enticing it is, especially with, you know, more people are staying at home, working from home, most importantly, and having the fear of going out to, you know, like Walmart, Target, to buy things. You know, it's easier to spend more than what you make from the comfort of your couch.
Plus, there's those wonderful cookies on the internet that pay attention to what you look for and pop up ads for you on Facebook and things like that.
Yes. So, you know, and here's the thing, like, it's easy to spend more than what you make. And with that mentality, it gets a lot of people in trouble. So today I want to talk to you guys about a little book that I found online. It is called All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. It is actually from from Senator Elizabeth Warren. She introduces in her book the 50-30-20 rule. The 50-30-20 rule essentially helps us to live within our means and how to budget properly and understand the needs, the wants, and how much we should be saving check by check. When we talk about the 50-30-20 rule from the book, we look at 50%. So 50% of your net income. So this is after taxes, after your 401k, after your insurance. So this is what you take home. So say, for example, if you bring home $1,000 a check, 50%, which is $500, should go to your needs. This is broken down into your housing, your food, your basic utilities, insurance, childcare, things that you need every month, month to month, to survive. So again, having a roof over your head, having food in your fridge, being able to come inside your house and flip a light switch and the light turns on. So, you know, those essential key items are things that you need in order to survive. So if we're looking at, hey, I get paid every 2 weeks, I make $1,000, 50% of that, $500, should be going towards those expenses.
And also, like, you know, household essentials, toilet paper, cleaner, soap, things like that that just add up that we don't think about.
Yeah, that's another, actually, that's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up, Kristen. Things that we don't necessarily budget. We talk about, oh, we need, you know, we need food for the house. Well, toilet paper, paper towels, soap, little things. And I get it, when we run out of things, we go to the store and pick it up, but that's still money going out in our budget. So if we allow some amount of money to buy household essentials like toilet paper, paper towels, toothpaste, laundry soap, whatever, I mean, if you think about it, it really adds up after a while, especially when you have two very hungry kitties at home that will go through a 10-pound bag of food a week. Well, if you let them. We don't, but if we would let them. So, yeah, so 50% of your net income should be dedicated to your living expenses. So let's go ahead and move towards the 30%. So 30%, when we're looking at 30%, 30% should be for your wants. So we have your needs and we have your wants. Things that you don't necessarily need to survive on, but they're nice. Some things, kind of break it down, subscriptions. If you have a subscription to magazines, or how about that Netflix, Disney Plus? Oh my goodness. So let's talk about digital subscriptions for a second. Now, I thought digital subscriptions in this day and age was supposed to save you on going out and getting satellite television, or, you know, stepping back in the Stone Age, getting cable television or whatever. But, you know, Chris and I, we were talking about our digital subscriptions, and we were going over like our budget, and, you know, Disney Plus, got Hulu, got Netflix, you have Amazon Prime, and the list goes on and on. And, you know, we're adding up and we're like, holy crap. You know, now we're spending like $70, $80 a month on, you know, apps. And the thing is, too, it's easy to, hey, we want to get Netflix because of Stranger Things. Season 4, excited. It's coming up. So then we get it, and then after the season, you know, we have it. It's in our dashboard, yeah, on our gaming console or wherever you're streaming it from, and then we don't watch it from there. And then we're just spending it every month. It's coming out of our account every single month. So that's one thing you guys really need to really hone in on, is digital subscriptions. While they're really nice and they're convenient, but they can add up real quickly.
And it's so easy to get sucked into that too, because you're thinking, oh, this is only $3.99 per month. It's not a big deal. Well, that's true, but then you add three or four of those, and then in a year, they have a price increase.
Yeah. So. Yeah, $9.95 a month sounds reasonable, but if you add it up over 12 months, you're spending just about $1,200, or $1,200, I don't even know how to add now, $120 a year on just one subscription. And then to Kristen's point, if you have multiple subscriptions, again, with Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, and I'm not ranting on them, but they do add up in a hurry. So something to kind of keep in your back pocket to think about. A few other wants that we may have is travel. Who doesn't want to travel? Especially with everything that has gone on. We're all getting antsy to get out of the house. But is it something that you do you really need to do right now? Can you afford it? It depends on your budget, where you're at financially. But if you look at like gas, how much are you spending on gas every check? You know, so we're not talking like essentially like travel, you know, you're going to spend $1,200, go to the Bahamas, but, you know, we look at, you know, $60 a check for gas. Are we spending $100? Is gas really something that we really need to focus on? Maybe instead of driving, maybe we can ride our bike to work if it's close. Any way to help cut corners to save on that 30%, which you can turn around and invest in other things. So one other thing
too. Hang out.
Yeah, yeah. So one other thing I was going to point out is entertainment and meals out. So to the point of traveling, going out and eating is extremely expensive. Now, Chris and I, we did a lot of that over the summer, going out, trying different restaurants, and then wine tasting. We did a little bit of wine tasting over the summer as well. That was absolutely amazing. But that stuff does add up. But I'm not saying that you shouldn't go out and enjoy, you know, when you get paid. You should be able to go splurge a little bit and, you know, enjoy yourself. But you have to do it within your means of income. You know, 30% of 1,000 is 300. But if you go and spend, you know, take a weekend off and take $600 to go spend it in a fancy hotel, well, then you're living outside your means or living outside of that 30%. So eventually, and here's the thing too, that 30%, you're going to have to, if you live outside of that 30%, you're going to have to compensate it from either your 50% of your needs or 20% of your savings.
And it's usually the 20% of savings is usually where it
comes. Yeah. So we have 50% for your needs, 30% of your wants. Now let's talk about savings. The one of the most underrated tool that we have in our financial society. Now let's talk about saving money. So when we talk about 20% in your savings, we're looking at two subcategories. First and foremost, paying down existing debt. This can be, you know, maybe it's a loan that you have. Maybe it's, you know, your student loan payments. That can also come out paying down an existing debt. Also, one thing that we, you know, most Americans are struggling, according to the statistics provided by CBS News, is creating a comfortable financial cushion. Now, I'm going to share a story about how important it is, because you all know that I am a storyteller. Let's go back to our second round of stimulus checks. And so I got my second stimulus check about a month ago. And I had the $600, and I was talking to Kristen, like, I really want to go and buy some new podcasting gear, because I always want to upgrade my audio equipment. I want to be able to have more of a professional sounding podcast so I can better compete with other existing podcasts. But something was telling me in the back of my mind, like, no, you should save that. You should save that $600. Which was extra cash flow for me. So I did what, you know, what I thought was right, and I went ahead and put that back in my savings. Well, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I went out, and this is during that Arctic freeze that we don't really talk about because it was so freaking cold. Here in Iowa, the wind chills was like minus 27. It was so, yeah, it was so cold here.
Ridiculous.
So aside from that, I went out and tried to start my car and it was completely dead. And apparently the battery just died in my car. So I had to call the mechanic, arrange a tow truck to come to my house to pick up my car. So I had paid for the towing, which later my insurance company ended up reimbursing. But The shop ended up charging me for a new battery and some wiring that needed to be replaced in my car. Not a big deal. I still had a couple hundred dollars left at the end. Well, then, lo and behold, I went out to my car and I was driving to the store and I noticed my car wasn't blowing any hot air. Lovely. So I took it to the shop, and the guy had to replace the heating core inside the car, which was about $200. So while that all sucked, but at the same time too, glass is half full, I had the funds to cover or float those expenses. And that is a fine example on why it's so important to have some money set back in your savings just for the I don't knows.
I mean, and it's not just car trouble. I mean, think about it. I had to go to the dentist. That cost me almost $300. You know, you just, you literally never know what is going to come up.
Yeah, it, absolutely. I mean, it could be just about anything. And this is why it's so important to have some kind of cushion set back in your savings for the, you know, I don't knows that may come up. Because the thing is, we don't plan, we can't plan for that. However, we can be proactive and have money set back in our savings to accommodate those expenses. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little butthurt when I had to pay that $600. But it's like a good friend of mine, when I was talking to him about it, he said, you know what? You're actually very lucky. And I said, well, how do you figure? He said, well, most people would struggle to come up with the $600. Either they would have to borrow that money from their folks, go to a bank, borrow money from Peter to pay Paul, type of thing. And with you, you had the money set back in your savings and you were able to say, okay, here we go. So I had a sense of gratitude on that, that I was able to float that expense based off of my decision on setting the money back in my savings. Now, the 50-30-20 rule is a great rule. It is a great blueprint on how to set up your financial future for success. And I understand, like, it might not be practical for most people. For some, it could. Depending on where you're at in your financial build, you might be sitting down with a pen and paper, which I hope you guys are doing that right now, with a pen and paper, writing out, okay, 50%, what is my needs? And you list those down. What are some of the variable expenses, the wants in my life? You write that down. And then you figure in, okay, what is 20% of my net income? You jot that down. And you might be seeing, well, I have more than 50% of needs. I might have 70%, but I might have only 20% of wants. Well, until you get some of those needs reduced or maybe taken away or changed or whatever you need to do, you know, you might have to roll with 70%, 20%, and then maybe just 10% in your savings. But let's be honest, it might be difficult at right now to save 20%. So again, $1,000, 20%, that's $200. It might be difficult to do that. But even if you can set back $50 a check versus the $100, you know, some is better than nothing. And that's the thing, like, I don't want you guys to get discouraged and look at this like, oh geez, Byron, now I'm extremely discouraged. There's no way I'm going to be able to save that much. Well, again, some is better than nothing. After time, that sum becomes something. And then you can continue to build from there. And then once you have a good stash of cash set back in your savings, and let's talk about like interest rates. I mean, if you have, you know, like a 1-2% interest rate on your savings, you know, that will accumulate year by year, as long as you're building your savings. So it's all about building a nest egg and a cushion for your financial future, because like we found out last March, the future is very, very unpredictable. It's best to be proactive versus reactive. So one other thing I do want to include here is the one question I get asked quite a bit is, well, how much money should I have in my savings? And here's the thing, like I had a few people ask me, like, hey, I'm 20, how much should I have in my savings? Hey, I'm 45, should I have 3,000 more in my savings? Like, I don't know why people put an age on that thing. Like, everyone's in different places in their life with their financials. And it's not really more about age. It's just more about your intention. To me, like, doing the research, I found that financial experts say you should have at least 6 months of expenses saved in your savings. And so, for example, if you have $2,000, so you pay $2,000 a month to get ahead. So that's your break-even point. That is with your needs, your wants, your savings. That's $2,000. Well, according to financial experts, you should have about $12,000 back in your savings. if you're doing the math, you're at $2,000 and you need to come up with 12 grand. Please, please, please do not get discouraged and be like, well, hell, that's not going to happen. You know, well, not with that mentality, but you know, over time, you got to be persistent. You have to be willing to be engaged in your financial plan. And most importantly, you have to be invested. You have to be willing to make some changes. And a couple of changes here. I had a buddy of mine. He, you know, we were talking numbers the other day. And he's like, I just can't seem like I can get ahead. And I'm going to grab my cup here. He held up his coffee cup, his Starbucks coffee cup. He had a venti, so he had a large. And he's like, I don't understand how I can't save money and put back in my savings. And he took a big slurp. And I'm sitting there looking at him. I said, every time you come to work, you have a large or venti, whatever they want to call it, coffee from Starbucks. And he's like, well, yeah. And I was like, how much do you pay for that? $7. $7. And he works 5 days out of the week. That's $35. So I told him, I said, you know, instead of changing a lot of things, instead of going through your finances, you know, digging deep and trying to figure out, you know, where can I save money? Well, you're holding it. So say, for example, you stop going to Starbucks. I'm sorry, I know that's probably the end of the world for you. But say, for example, if you stop going to Starbucks, and say, for example, if you start brewing coffee at home, if you're saving $7 a day, 5 days out of the week, that's $35. And in the course of 2 weeks, that's $70. In a month, that's $140. And then if you do the math, in 10 months from today, you'd have $1,400 saved back in your savings. You'd be well close to $1,500 a year from today, just from not buying Starbucks. You know, and yeah, again, you don't need to cut cold turkey. You could go grab a cup once a week. And you know, that's the thing, like, I'm not discouraging you guys, but at the same time too, it's always a good idea to reward yourself for small opportunities and being able to engage in those. So that's a story I really wanted to share with you guys, just kind of change your perception and be able to look at the current spendings you have versus making, you know, big changes in your budget. Because I think once we comb over your budgets, you can see that there are opportunities within your existing budget to make small changes. Because again, small changes create small ripples, which creates bigger waves down the road. Again, it comes down to just your mindset on your money. You have to shift your mindset. And, you know, when we really think about budgeting and looking over, you know, our 50%, our 30%, our 20%, if you're paying a lot in car insurance and you've been with a car insurance company for years and years, maybe it's time for you to look into other car insurance companies. You know, revisit your finances. And I think some of us, we get in a habit, we're with a company for X amount of years, we're paying a higher premium. Well, maybe we can switch to another company with the same amount of insurance, but with we're paying a lot less at the same time. So just being a little bit more conscious and just being able to be a little bit more self-aware of spendings. But again, it starts with being aware of your spending habits. So my call to action for you guys today is to take a piece of paper out, jot down the 50-30-20 rule. Again, 50% is your needs, things that you absolutely need to survive. 30% should go to your wants, subscriptions, travel, entertainment, meals out, whatever. Again, if you guys are doing this correctly, it's always great to reward yourself. And that's where that 30% comes in. You know, say if you and your wife are grinding and working together and making it happen, plan accordingly, like a date night once a week. Now, this is your night that you guys celebrate, you guys splurge, you know, in celebration of your success. It's okay to reward yourself and pat yourself on the back. And then planning on trying to set 20% back of your payroll check into your savings so you can pay down existing debt and create a comfortable cushion. One other thing I do want to mention here, there is a breakdown in a financial calculator on NerdWallet. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that website, but NerdWallet is where we got most of this information from, and it has been extremely helpful. So we're not endorsed by NerdWallet, I should say that, but they have an outstanding article. Again, they break down the 50-30-20 rule, and then they also have a calculator which works beautifully. You can just punch in your income, and then it will also help you plan out your financials. So I highly recommend checking it out, and I will also drop that in the show notes. There's going to be a link in there. Go ahead, click on that link. You can go ahead and get started in controlling your financial future. All right, friends, that is all the time we have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead and take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top, scroll all the way down, and leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press that follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and screenshot a picture of you listening to this episode and post it on your Instagram stories. Just don't forget to tag me in it at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of each and every episode to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys and we greatly appreciate you. And we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care.